I don't have to do anything. So all I thought about when I was growing up is, man, I can't wait to one day get to the point where I no longer have to do this stuff. But what happens, I got older, it became a way of living. So how I do every day is how I do every day. It's a discipline, it's a regimen, it was a choice I made. And the choice I made was, what are you willing to sacrifice and what are you willing to give up to find every bit of who you are as a human being? And I was willing to give everything to do that.
How much time do you spend working on you? How much time do you spend every day working on your dream? What kind of investment have you made in you?
You have to not only be willing to visualize and manifest, you have to be willing to grit it out. You have to be willing to push through discomfort. Nothing that you're about to try or do or achieve that is worthwhile is going to be comfortable for you during the process of creating it. And I want you to take the word hope and I want you to throw it on the motherfucking ground and I want you to replace it with the word I will fucking do.
Woe be unto you if you go into another year and waste another year with the old mentality while somebody's in the hospital begging God for the opportunity that you have right now. You better step into this moment.
You're only here for a short time. If you're not going to show people what's possible, who the fuck else is? Who's going to show your kids? Who's going to show your aunts and uncles? Who's going to show your nieces and nephews? Are you going to fail those people? Are you going to buy into the narrative that you can't?
Stand up for your dreams. Stand up for what you want in your life. Decide that your life is so meaningful to you, that you love you and you love life so much that you're going to stand up for something you want. You don't want to be a spectator. You want to get out in the field where the action is, and you will be amazed. After the struggle, there will be a calm period and things will begin to click for you. Come out here with what you got. You don't have enough money? Don't worry about it. You got the dream. You must be patient, persistent, and positive no matter what.
But aren't there some guarantees you can give us?
Yes.
You're going to die. You can't get out of life alive. So I'm saying to you, you got 6 months to live. Live your life now. Live your dreams now. Start acting like this is your last day on the planet.
You made it, class of 2018. You here. By a show of hands, how many of you have cried this year? How many of you was just straight stressed out this year? How many of you lost a loved one this year? How many of you went through like straight depression this year? How many of you felt like, and you got word, that you probably weren't going to be able to graduate this year? But God, here you are now. So I want you to do me a favor, class of 2018. I want you to take your time and embrace this moment right here. Take some time and embrace this, but think back on when you was up crying, when you was working on that paper. When you was thinking like, am I gonna look and text the answers or am I gonna learn this myself and do it the right way? Life gonna be painful. Oh, you thought what you dealt with your junior year and senior year or something? Wait till you start paying bills and you gotta get clear for college and so homeboy break up with you. Listen to me, like I'm just letting you know, like life gonna be rough and you've been hearing it from your parents, so please don't be upset with me. You know what I'm saying? If I'm echoing their voice, I'm just telling you right now, like life is gonna be rough. It's supposed to be painful, but that's how you grow. It's going to take time, but what's on the other side, it's always worth it. I've experienced my fair share of pain in my life, just like every other adult in this church today. So I went on to the amazing Oakwood Academy and Oakwood University and got my bachelor's and master's. But when I graduated, I didn't just graduate with degrees. I also graduated with an associate's in abandonment, with the bachelor's of brokenness, with the master's of misery, a PhD of pain, and a doctrine of depression. Like life can be rough, but I kept putting the work in. And I said, this will not define me. This very thing I'm experiencing will refine me. And that's how you go to the next level. So if you really want to experience next level living, embrace the pain, embrace adversity, embrace the challenges that come your way, for those things are always working for your good. So all the dreams that you have, all your aspirations that you have, hold on to it. I'm grateful for what I have. I'm grateful to be in this position, but I ain't gonna settle. I want everything I'm supposed to get. So some of you right now, you got dreams and aspirations. Those things will come true. Some of you sitting in front of me right now, you're not really sure what you want to do and where you're gonna go in life. Let me tell you something. You work on being the absolute best version you can be of yourself, and everything else is gonna fall into place. So now I see myself trying. I've been to South Africa about 6-7 times the past few years. I've been to Australia 3-4 times the past few years, like India. I never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing right now. Come on, y'all. I got kicked out of this school. I went to another school and failed over and over again, drug and alcohol abuse. But my condition was not my conclusion. Where you are right now is just the beginning. And And there was so much more that you have and experience. There was so much more that you're supposed to have. Everything that you attain to have, you can have it. But all you got to do is stand up and say, I want success. Stand up and say, I want value. Stand up and say, I want to have an impact and be everything that this school and my family has prepared me to be. But more importantly, be everything that I've been created and called to be. And when you do that, my young friends, I will see you at the top. God bless you all.
Can you survive the temporary? On the other side of temporary pain, you get introduced to your other self, and that other self produces that other life.
When challenges and issues come back to back to back, and it seems like something is after me, something is attacking my journey.
You're thinking about quitting, you're thinking about giving up, you are caving in. Don't give up, stay in it, stay focused.
Maybe you need to rename your storm. Yeah, it sucks, yeah, it's hard, but somehow healing's coming out of this.
It's easy to have faith and feel good when you're feeling good and you have no pain and your bills are paid. It's easy to be motivated then. But when that's not the situation, it's hard.
But it's worth fighting.
It's worth mustering yourself up, standing up inside yourself. It's worth being up tempo. It's worth fighting relentlessly, never giving up.
There's going to be things that go on that are out of your control. The worst thing you can do is let something that's out of your control control you. Get control of yourself. Get control of your emotions. Don't get angry. Don't get frustrated. Instead, stay calm and figure out how to move forward.
You know what I ask myself when going through pain? What if I can do it? What if I can defy all the odds? What if I can prove everyone wrong? What if I can pull off a fucking miracle? What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just the thought of that can give you the strength to pull yourself out of the gutter and back in the fight one more time.
You gotta go all the fuck in. When there's a will, there's a way, and there's always a way. When you're committed, you don't care about the facts. You don't care about the odds. You don't care about the opinions of others. The only thing you care about is making it through to the other fucking side. No matter what it takes, you just gotta keep searching, keep fighting, keep hammering, keep failing, keep trying, keep getting back up again, and stop at nothing to reach it.
I will never quit, because if you quit, you're done. I will never quit. I will persevere and I will thrive on adversity. My team expects me to be physically harder and mentally stronger than our opponents. I will be physically harder and mentally stronger than anything that comes against me, my family, my business, my brothers, my sisters, my team. I will be the one that is physically harder and mentally stronger, and I will work to maintain that position. You won't beat me. You have got to make a decision in your life. You have got to make a decision about your fitness. You have got to make decisions about your business. You have got to make decisions about your marriage. You have got to make decisions about your kid, because you know what? Your only other option is to crouch and stagnate fear like a coward and potentially die and potentially put the lives of everyone who depends on you in jeopardy. And the reason that Chad Wright is sitting here right now talking to you is because Chad Wright mustered whatever strength that he had left to claw his way back onto his freaking feet and pony up, that no matter how many times I was knocked down, that I would muster enough strength to get back on my feet and get in the fight.
You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dogfight. And so if you're ready to quit, then don't get started. If you're ready to quit, don't get started. If you're looking for this easy path, don't get started. If you think they're not going to close the door on you and say no a million times, don't get started. But every time they close the door, I just get excited. Why? Because I am not a no. I'm one yes away. You can't keep telling me no forever. You can't keep denying me forever. This type of energy, this type of passion, you can't stop it. You can contain it for a while, but you cannot stop. This is life, and you can't defeat me. You don't have enough power. You don't have enough energy. You don't have enough strength to stop this.
Your pain ain't permanent. It might last for a second. It might last for a minute. It might last for an hour. It might last for a week. It might last for a day. It might last for months. But sooner or later, if you do not surrender, if you do not give up, if you do not give in, it will subside.
Listen to me. You can talk like a victim. You can act like a victim, or you could be a victor. And you can say, despite the odds, I will defy the odds. You're going to work through this. You're going to get up. You're going to get dressed. You're going to get out. And you're going to do what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you called to be. And you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong. What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you, or will you let it redefine you?
You've got to continue to work on yourself personally. You've got to decide to be relentless. You've got to decide never to give up. You've got to find some reasons within yourself that will give you the stamina when life catches you on the blind side to get back up again, to keep on calling and coming back again and again and again.
You're going to quit, or you're going to make it to your goal? You're going to quit, or you're going to make it to your silver? You're going to quit, or you're going to stand there and do what you got to do to make your dreams become a reality?
You have to be disciplined every single day and train yourself to follow through on all your fundamentals, and that's how you're going to be successful. You have to do it when you don't feel like it. You have to do it when you feel discouraged. You have to do it when you don't feel healthy. You have to do it when you're under the weather. Every single day, you have to train yourself to focus and commit to your business and follow through.
Some of you are going through the worst experiences of your life right now. You're thinking about quitting. You're thinking about throwing in the towel on yourself. When you have these feelings, you have to remember, this too shall pass. This is not permanent, so don't make any permanent decisions.
Sometimes not getting what you want is the most valuable experience of your entire life. Sometimes utter pain. Pain is the greatest asset in the world, because when people succeed, they party, and when they fail, they ponder. That's where the change comes from. What if problems were always gifts? What if every single problem really was a gift in your life? What if every problem you ever had was life happening for you, not to you? What if everything in our lives is guided? What if everything in our life was divine timing? Everything, even the pain. Every problem is temporary, only your soul is permanent.
Because you're tougher than this. You can overcome more than you think you can. You're more powerful than you can ever begin to imagine.
The way you get to the next level of your life is keep going, keep going, keep running. Even when you don't even know, even when it turns into chaos, you cannot be great if you cannot operate in chaos. That's your life. Because if you can operate in chaos, the world becomes Disneyland. Problems become scratches. I can lose my car. Somebody can blow it up. I'm gonna go have some sushi with my wife and think about the solution, not the problem. There is another level. The only reason you keep saying there isn't is you feel so exhausted about where you are. But life, the universe, or God is just testing you, because there is another level. There's a level where all your dreams are realized. There's a level that you've always dreamed about. It is real. It has not gone away. But it takes that extra burst when you think there's nothing left. There's no way. You've tried everything 10 million times and you keep going. If you keep hitting this wall enough times, I will see that you will not stop, that you are filled with that level of determination, faith, and courage, and then the door opens. And it's just 2 millimeters above, and most people give up because they're exhausted. And there's some people go, the harder I hit it, the more I hit it, sooner or later it's going down, I'm not stopping. And when you do that enough, it pops open. When you're in the darkest place, when you feel like all is lost, when you think there's no way to turn it around, remember this, victory is near.
I don't care if you have to inch your way day by day, even if you have to crawl, even if it hurts like hell, even if it's harder than anything you've ever been through, and nobody can see what you're really going through, and people are laughing at you, and they're doubting you. If you don't quit, this pain, this tragedy, this trial, this will become your greatest moment of growth. This is what makes a champion. I'm telling you right now, your lowest moment will be the birthplace of your biggest success. Even when everything inside of you screams that you stop, you've got to keep fighting. Fight through the tears. Fight through the storms. Fight through the battles with your family. Fight through the battles with yourself. Fight through whatever is in front of you, and don't ever stop fighting.
What you're going through right now is necessary. You are forging the skills. You are forging the determination. You are forging the grit. You are forging the fortitude. You are forging all the things that nobody else is gaining, because they're sitting on their hands and you're willing to push through.
And it's not going to be easy. If it was, everybody would do it. But I know you have the ability to make it happen.
You gotta learn how not to give up or how not to give in. But you gotta find your why. And you gotta understand that greatness was within you. And you gotta pull it off. You gotta climb every mountain. You gotta pick up all the weight. You gotta cry. You got to. But whatever you do, you cannot give up. You cannot give in. be. And if you give up and give in, you will never experience greatness. So keep going.
There's a moment when you say to yourself, it can't be done.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Then you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now, you can either accept that or you can get to work. You just begin. You do the math. You solve one problem and you solve the next one.
Instead of backing down, you push yourself forward into the unknown.
Do you realize that every day you thought you wasn't going to make it? Do you remember them days where you thought it was absolutely unbearable and you thought you wasn't going to endure that one? Do you know that your survival rate for every last one of them bad days is 100%? You batting 1,000. You survived every hater. You survived all the evictions. You survived the firings. You survived all the tell you no, we ain't hiring. You survived all the trouble you ever been in. Your survival rate is 100%.
You got to proactively prepare to catch yourselves. When you find yourself getting negative with people that you have allowed to push your buttons, when you find yourself becoming negative about what's happening to you and the circumstances that you're involved in.
This belongs to you. This is yours. You're the captain. You're the master. You're the foreman. You're the general. You're the head. Don't give control of this to nobody.
You're going to hit a wall. Everybody hits the wall. And that wall shocked some people. That wall knocked the life out of some people. That wall discouraged some people. The wall is painful. Some will choose to go back. But there's some small number who, when they hit that wall, they decide, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be over there. This person doesn't care about the pain because this person knows something. There's no gain without pain. So this person comes back anyhow, again, and again and again. And if you keep on hitting that wall, here's what happens to you, that you will have an incredible breakthrough. And it's as if the universe says, let's help him out. I admire that kind of tenacity. Let's give her a hand. Let's send her assistance, send her resources. It will come out of nowhere. As you're working times with tears falling down your face, and you'll look back on the times and you will cherish those times.
Whatever storm you found yourself in today, don't give up. And I know it hurts. And I know you don't want to take it anymore. Your dreams look like you're seeing them from underwater. But don't give up. You have not seen the best days of your life yet.
But you have to start living your life in expectation. You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen. If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you. If you live your life in despair, that's what happens to you.
We have to regain control of our mind. How you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face.
The only way anything gets accomplished, you got to work hard. I can't remember what the f*** in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read again. Still not getting it. Read again. But if not getting it, write it out. And guess what happened? I got it. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. Can't swim. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back, your mind will say, okay, we're going to figure it out, because he is not going to stop. To find real permanent peace, you first must go through suffering. You must go to the dark side of who you are.
Every day I demand more for myself than anybody else could possibly expect. I don't compete with other people. I compete with what I'm capable of.
A person that's obsessed and wants to just get there, they don't give a what the temperature is. They no longer care, because they know no matter what's out there, no matter if it's snowing, if it's a damn tropical storm, if it's 20 below, they don't care. They're going to run. It doesn't matter what the f*** out there, what's in front of me. I'm just going to go. And that's how you want to get your mind.
You have to train your brain by doing things that make you uncomfortable consistently, to build this mindset that when things get hard, we don't shy away, we don't quit, we attack. I'm seeing through all those walls. I'm getting to where I want to go.
You have to literally visualize the connection between what you're doing on a day-by-day basis with what you're wanting. What do you want yourself to look like 10 years from now? What do you want your bank account to look like? What do you want to look like physically 6 months from now or a year from now? You have to connect the dots. You have to remind yourself that these little things that you do are going to lead to the big things.
If you think that you've given everything, you really haven't. If you think you're working hard, you're not working hard enough.
What is the common denominator of failure? Why are you failing?
You never say, because of me. Oh, it's the competition. It's the economy. It's the president. It's Congress.
If you wake up tomorrow morning and blame your failure on someone or something else, you have no reason to change, do you? But if you woke up in the morning and looked in the mirror and said, I am failing because of me, the decisions that I make,
the energy I put in. I'm not passing the blame. If you look in the mirror tomorrow and say that, you will change. Because nobody likes thinking of themselves as a failure.
Winners win and losers lose. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture.
Take ownership. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems, and then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved. Take ownership of your job, of your team, of your future, and take ownership of your life.
The people in life that win play offense, not defense. Stop backing into everything. Stand up. Bow your back a little bit. Start to walk a little different. Start to be that best version of you. You can do it in your quiet way. You can do it the way you do it. But somehow they got to look at you and go, okay, I won't monkey with that one. You push back. You need to get obsessed. You got to get relentless. You got to be a road dog. You got to get intense. You got to have a permeating attitude that you're going to win. You got to have a positive outlook. You got to be optimistic. You got to know you're going to win. You got to, and right now, you got to say, I'm going to win. I'm going to win. My life is going to win. There's going to be a victorious life here. Because listen to me. The price you pay for losing here is too extreme. You have to carry the burden of failure the rest of your life.
As we begin to elevate ourselves and not to follow the crowd, activating the thinker in us and disciplining and putting on hold the emotional part of ourselves, it's not easy, but through practice and practice and practice, practice makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. You'll never hit a state of perfection. You're always bigger than what you do. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice and practice. You'll get better and better and better.
If you want to be great, if you want to get the recognition, if you want to get fucking paid, if you want all of the things that you dream about, there is only one way to guarantee that you will have those things. Only one. And that is becoming so fucking good at what you do, no matter what it is you do, that it is undeniable that other people recognize how great you are. Becoming undeniable is not something that sticks with you in a certain role. It's a character trait that you fucking develop. That means any place that you are put, you will put in the work. You will learn the skills. You will improve your arsenal to become the undeniable best in that role. And if you have that attitude to where it doesn't matter if you're cooking French fries or you're making $10 billion business deals, you are going to be the absolute best that you can be. And there's nothing that can stop you. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what race you are, what gender you are. It doesn't matter who your fucking parents are. Dude, we can make every excuse in the book. But I promise you, for every excuse you can make, there are literally thousands of people who had it harder than you that have done what the fuck you want to do. There is nothing that can stop you when you become so skilled that every single person around you sees that and recognizes that. And that is a habit. That is not a gift. That is something that you can create. It's a skill you can learn. So develop the skill of becoming undeniable if you really want to guarantee your success. Be fucking great. Put the time in to learn the skills. Put the skills into practice and make a commitment to becoming so good that all your peers say, that's the motherfucker that's the best. And if you can do that, you cannot be stopped.
You think you become a champion on the field? You don't. You become a champion when ain't nobody watching you. When you're not doing what coach telling you to do. You're doing your own drills and your own way. You're doing what coach tell you to do and you're doing your own stuff. You become a champion in the dark when ain't nobody looking. You don't become no champion when you put no dog or helmet on. You become a champion the way you eat. You become a champion the way you think. You become a champion in your grind. And you just get on stage and you shine. It's about a commitment to you. That's what's wrong with a lot of you. Because you want somebody else to be more committed to you than you want to be to yourself. And you got to get to the point where no other human wants it for you more than you want it for you.
I'm shocked more people are on beast mode. There are people who living from check to check and they comfortable. Listen to me. Unless you number one in your industry, you shouldn't be chilling. And if you number one in your industry, you got enough confidence.
common sense to know you better not be chilling. So I need that dog.
Execute, execute, execute. Why? Because when you get results, you get rewards.
If you really want this, you gotta learn to sacrifice. You gotta learn to give up to go up.
You want affirmation? Look yourself in the mirror and say, I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. Do whatever it takes. You your biggest driver.
I wake up every single day and I get what I get because I live in beast mode. Y'all gotta do me a favor. Stop being gazelles. You're not average. You're not even good. You were born to be great. So be phenomenal or you will be forgotten.
You're gonna get punched in the mouth by life. You'll be left flat on the ground, gasping for air and thinking to yourself, will I ever be able to get back up?
Sometimes you'll feel trapped in the chains of defeat and it'll feel like everything is going against you.
Maybe you're walking through depression right now. Maybe you're in a valley right now that you've experienced the worst failure of your whole entire life. And you're on the verge of quitting.
I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how tough you are. I don't care how resilient you are. I don't care how mean you are. Eventually, you get to a breaking point. Eventually, even the strong get tired. Even the strong get weary. Even the strong get to the breaking point and come to the point that you feel like if one more thing happens to me, I'm going to lose it.
Listen to me. Don't give up. Stay in it. Stay focused.
One of the things that we have to do as we're pursuing our dreams and our goals is that we have to know that failure is not an option. You've got to tell yourself, despite the circumstances, the situations, you have to tell yourself that I'm not going anywhere until I get to go. Until I make my dreams become a reality, I'm not quitting. I don't care how much money I have to invest. I don't care how much time I have to invest. I'm going to continue to do this until I become successful. You can pretend that you care, but you can't pretend that you're there. The only way you can be there is to show up. And what I'm asking you to do for me, you will never be a failure if you show up every single day. Every single day when I come, I show up and I let failure know. Failure is not an option. You can't even let it sink into your brain. Not even a second. You have to know that this thing is going to work. Come hell or high water, whatever it is that I set out to do, it may not happen in 6 months. It may not happen in a year. It may not happen in 2 years. But at some point, my dream is going to become a reality.
It's the perseverance of the individual that overpowers all obstacles, all challenges, all issues. It's the one who's willing to get knocked down, find the strength to get back up again and again and again for as long as it fucking takes. The one with the never say die attitude. The one who refuses to be denied. The one who never surrenders.
You can't complain because things are getting harder. You gotta get tougher.
You gotta thicken your skin. Stop throwing in the towel at the first sight of failure and stand up inside of yourself. You gotta let the world know that you ain't leaving without succeeding.
Thomas Edison said, I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 things that do not work.
It's 10,000 things that didn't work, and all I have to do is the next one, and once I do the next one, or the one after that, or the one after that, bam, I'm going to be successful. I'm telling you, every time I stand up here and do what I'm doing, all I can remember was sleeping in abandoned buildings. That's all I could think about, but I kept trying, and I kept trying, and I kept trying, and I kept going. I was consistent, and I'm standing here today.
I don't see failure. I see grit, determination, drive, sacrifice. Failure means you're trying. A whole bunch of people out here never fail. Because they never tried. I don't look at it as failure. I look at it as my first, second, third attempt.
Whatever your dream is, whatever your goal is, you're not going to be able to make it happen if you don't have a dream party every day. You've got to have a dream session. You've got to take out 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, however much time you have, and you've got to actually go in a room, close the door, and you've got to see yourself doing it. You've got to feel yourself doing it. You've got to actually walk in it. You've got to go in the future, live it out, come back in the present, and start working toward it. Every single day, we're not waiting for it to happen. We just don't have sight. Sight is for people who live in the present. We have vision. We're going to make it happen before it happens. For every minute that you think you can't do it, I need you to offset it with dreaming about the fact that you can. If you have a 30-minute pity party, I need you to have an hour success party.
You know what crazy means? Crazy means that you have the ability to see things that other people can't. And if you're not f***ing crazy, you're never going to succeed at anything in life. Everybody has got to be a little bit off. Anybody that's done something great, they don't think like anybody else. They can't. And the people that tell you you can't do it, you know what your response to them is? Watch me.
It isn't in a war. It isn't in a battle. It isn't in a melee of fire and destruction that most of us succumb to weakness. We are taken apart, Sloan, convinced to take an easier path, enticed by comfort. Most of us aren't defeated in one decisive battle. We are defeated one tiny, seemingly insignificant surrender at a time that chips away at who we should really be. It isn't that you wake up one day and decide, that's it, I'm going to be weak. No. It is a slow, incremental process. It chips away at our will. It chips away at our discipline. We sleep in a little later. We miss a workout, then another. We start to eat what we shouldn't eat and drink what we shouldn't drink. And without realizing it, one day you wake up and you've become something that you never would have allowed. So you have to be vigilant. You have to be on guard. You have to hold the line on the seemingly insignificant little things. Things that should matter, but things that do. It's not about winning. It's the battle itself. It's the struggle. It's the daily test. That's what life's about. I want to struggle. I want to grind and claw and scratch, and I want to dig in and I want to push, and I don't want it to end. I don't want to rest, and I don't want to coast, and I don't want to reach a point in my life where I say, I've done enough. No. Everyone listening to this, here's the deal. No complacency. No complacency. No backing off. No slack whatsoever. Fight.
The standard is the standard. We don't lower it. We compete. We fight. We scrap. We live to fight another day. We don't retreat against nobody. That ain't talent. That's essence. That's core. That's who I am as a person. That's how I get down. That's how I'm coming. That's what that is. And every time you get ready to stop, every time you get ready to quit, that's you as a man. But when you press forward in the midst of the opposition, in the midst of the adversity, you're building a mentality that's going to sustain you 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now.
Because you want some different kind of results in your life, you've got to be willing to be unreasonable. If you want unreasonable results in your life, you've got to be willing to be unreasonable. Part of being unreasonable, you don't judge according to appearances. Part of being unreasonable, you concede because you believe it. That's part of being unreasonable. Part of being unreasonable, you must have the faith to call forth those things that be not as though they were. That's part of being unreasonable. And so I started going to work earlier. I started being the last one to leave there. I started working harder than anybody else. The other guys couldn't. Why would you work so hard, Les? I said, I'm not working for them. I've been cheating myself and my family. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do it with everything that you have. Develop the habit of giving more than what you're paid for. Develop the habit of setting standards that others will be measured by. Someone said, do not go where the path may lead, but go where there's no path and leave a trail.
You can write everything down if you want to. Be brave enough to write every one of your goals down. But I'm going to tell you something. Life's going to hit you in your mouth, and you got to do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knockdown.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Some of you have been knocked out by life, and you got up and saw the blood. He hit me. Sometimes in life, you have to hit back.
It's hard to keep your spirits up, to be motivated, to be encouraging. It's hard. You got bills. You got responsibilities. It's hard, but it's worth believing. It's worth giving yourself a chance. It's worth fighting relentlessly, never giving up.
Don't let this negative world get to you. Don't let it win.
Failure is not falling down. Failure is staying down. It's not in falling that makes us failures. It's in not getting up that makes us failures. And you get to decide if you get up or you don't get up.
You have absolutely nothing to do with what happened to you. It's not your fault. But if I come back a week later, you're still on the ground. If I come back a year later, you're still on the ground. That's your fault. If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you. And you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated.
When crises strike in your life, and in the Chinese language, crisis means danger, but it also means opportunity. And this is an opportunity for you to grow. And you've got to be so relentless that you're always looking for a way to get over, always looking for a way that you can break through, always looking for a way that you can win, always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow.
Failure gives you two choices. You stay down or you get up. Well, I'm up and I am fired up because I have figured it out.
It's the mindset. You better change the way you think. All you need to do is change your thinking and you change your world. You don't
need to change anything else.
It takes courage to be different. It takes courage to go where you've never gone before. It takes courage to be successful. It takes courage to win. Do you have the courage to stand there though the storms keep raging? And you stand there and say, I've come too far to turn around? Do you have the courage?
Are you going to work out today? Yes or no? Are you going to eat the donut? Yes or no? Are you going to win? Yes or no? Don't allow for any gray area in there. Get rid of the debate. Make the binary code decision. Yes or no? And you know the right decision to make. So go and make it.
If you're not consistently congruent, and if you're not consistently contributing each day, then of course you're not going to be happy with yourself. It's that lack of daily consistency that ends up hurting our own self-esteem. Because listen, everyone can show up good or happy or joyous or nice or kind or give once in a while. But those who do it on a consistent basis because they demand that of themselves every day, those are the ones who achieve true confidence, true self-esteem, a true life of greatness.
Even if you're nervous, you got to do it anyway. Even if you're the first one in your family, you got to do it anyway. You got to just do it anyway. Why? Because the people that are living on purpose, the people at the top, they don't make excuses. They make a way. Like, you just got to do that. Like, with some people, it's like, if I'm not being encouraged, I can't make... No, even if you're not being encouraged, do it anyway. Even if you're not being validated, do it anyway. Like, can you just be faithful in the small things? Can you be consistent? Can you be persistent? Can you be faithful in the dark? Can you be steadfast? Can you be unmovable?
Say it with me and say it like you mean it. I am determined, come hell or high water, to win. From this day forth, all I do is win. Start it, make up in your mind that you're gonna finish it. And if you can get to a point in your life where you finish everything you start, you are going to be miles ahead of everybody else. I don't care how difficult it is, I need you to finish. I don't care how you feel, I need you to finish. I don't care if you feel defeated, finish anyway.
Get yourself on the path to health, the path to happiness, the path to success, the path to freedom. And that path is the path of discipline. It is the way of discipline. Get on it and get after it.
Your problem is your pain has identified you. Your pain has weakened you. You have a choice how you respond to your pain. Some of you in this room, for real, I'm just going to be honest with you, you're getting wimpy on me. You're getting soft on me. You are not the only person that's been through a divorce, boo. Get over it. You're not the first one. You won't be the last one. You can turn that divorce into something. You're not the first one to lose your promotion and get fired. You're not the first one. You're not the first one they let go of. You won't be the last one. The question is, what you going to do about it?
I know what it is to walk the floor and you don't know how you're going to make it when people no longer believe in you and you all you got. And you got to say to yourself, when you fail again and again, they tell you no. Sometimes with tears in your eyes, it's possible. When life stagger you, the thing that'll get you up on your knees and get you standing in the center of the ring and find something from somewhere deep down in to keep on slugging and keep on fighting is, it's possible. It's possible. If I just stand long enough, I can pull this off. When you're facing defeat, disappointment, seem like life has written you off and everybody's saying you can't do it. You don't have what it takes. All you need to affirm that in spite of this, it's possible that I can do it.
So what makes ET different than everybody else? Every year I just kept going. And I kept going and I kept going and I kept saying one day gonna be my day. You know what I'm not gonna do? I'm not gonna quit in the process. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna give in. I invested too much to quit. I made too many sacrifices to give up. I paid too much. Listen to me. I cannot stop what happens to me, but I can dictate how I respond. So when life happens, I don't just sit there and cry. I buck back. I will greet this day with love in my heart, and I will overcome evil. And the problem with some of you in this room, you will never be great, because every time you go through pain, every time you go through a problem, every time you go through discouragement, you give up and you quit, and you do not understand that at the end of pain is your millions. At the end of pain is your reward. At the end of pain is your productivity. At the end of pain is your promise. So do me a favor. Stop crying about it and use your energy to get through it. I'm talking to you. You're going through a storm right now. And I'm telling you that this too shall pass, like every storm that has come to you. And I'm telling you, whatever you're going through right now, if you can just muster up enough strength to hold on and hold out, if you do not quit, if you do not give up, it's coming, baby. Hold on. I don't care how long it takes you to finish school. Hold on. I don't care how long it takes you to pass that bar exam. You keep going. You keep studying. You keep writing. You keep singing. You keep
rapping, you keep boxing, you keep fighting, you keep dribbling, you just keep on keeping on. And if you persevere, every storm that's come, it will pass.
Recycle your pain. You can decide the shape, the form. You can decide the product that comes from your pain.
Everybody's got big plans, but the plan's out the window when they get punched in the face.
Stuff happens that are completely out of your control. And when we make plans, it is impossible in our finite state to be able to predict the unusual, unprecedented circumstances that will dramatically affect our plans. Plans will change. So how will you take the next step?
When everything says quit, keeps you going.
Life is going to test that will every time. Life is going to see how bad you want what you say you want.
It is the insecurity of the times that defines who you really are.
It's very easy to be motivated on those good days of life. It's that cat who can be at the bottom of the fucking sewer, who can find great motivation alone. There's no coach, there's no trainer, there's no nothing. There's no mom, dad, sister, cousin, brothers, wife, husband. It's you and you alone in the worst possible spot of your life. If you can find drive, determination, motivation in those times alone, you figured it out. And we have it all in our minds. It's how you talk to yourself and how you visualize coming out of it. It's how you see yourself in the dungeon of life. Many of us can't find strength there, but there's so much strength in the dungeon because so many people just stay there. It's that motherfucker who's willing to come out of it that becomes glorious at the end of it all.
It is the chaos of the time that creates the conqueror in the man. Those exceptional people who are uncomfortable with the times and rise to the challenge because they refuse to allow the chaos around them to determine the conqueror within them. People who resist the toll to go down and stand fiercely in spite of opposition and say, I'm going to do it anyway.
Sometimes you got to start all over again. Sometimes you got to refresh, and you're so worried about your bills. You're so focused on everything else but you, and you don't realize you are what's going to blow you up. You are what's going to change your situation. You are what's going to take you to the next level.
The only thing that's going to determine is the inside world. The things that you believe and the actions you take every day are what shape your destiny.
Through every dark night, there's a bright day after that. So no matter how hard it get, stick your chest out, keep your head up, and handle it.
We can choose to surrender, or we can choose to take a stand and fight. And you've just got to decide that my life is worth this kind of effort. And fight with everything in you, night and day, with every breath that you have.
You must be patient, persistent, and positive no matter what. Because when you are negative, ladies and gentlemen, you're sending out negative energy and you're blocking your good.
I, as an act of my will, I've decided I'm going to rejoice. I made up my mind. I'm going to be happy. I made up my mind. I'm going to enjoy with what I got left. I'm going to maximize this. Shake yourself. Get rid of stinking thinking and bad attitudes and things that are holding you back. Don't shape yourself around the comings and goings of this world. Don't shape your opinions and your attitudes around circumstances that you cannot change. Be not conform to this world, but be ye transformed. As soon as you decide to stop looking for answers in other people and miracles somewhere down the yellow brick road and click the heel of your mind, you could have been 3 years ago. I cannot step into the future and still think in my past. I cannot let the rumors and the stain of what they said about me destroy my opportunity. Because my new life comes from a new mind and a new way of looking at your life.
At some point or another, all of us will go through the fire. You will be burned. That fiery furnace life puts you through is not without reason. You are being forged.
Those of you who are wondering, how can I keep going like this? This is for you. Some of you have been through so much that you should have lost your mind. Don't think it's strange when things happen to you, because every man, every woman, every boy, every girl will go through a time where your faith will be tested. You will hit something, and when you do, you will have a choice. Many choose to turn around down, they feel a little pain and run away. But there is a small number who decide that the pain is worth the pride. These people will do whatever it takes to make it to the other side.
Make know your vitamin. Get excited about the know. Why? Because every time someone says no, that brings you another step to a yes. You're getting closer. Trust me, you will win if you don't quit.
Now, whatever goal you have, you're going to have some opposition. You're going to have some difficulties. You're going to have some challenges. You're going to have your inner conversation telling you you can't do it, and you're going to have people picking at you.
You got to talk to yourself when you begin to think negative.
I don't think I can do that, Les. You can. Why don't you just test yourself? Why don't you stretch, Les? Come on, man.
When you start seeing yourself thinking something negative, stop it right quick. Stop yourself. Catch yourselves. When you find yourself getting negative with people that you have allowed to push your buttons, when you find yourself becoming negative about what's happening to you, you've got to affirm to yourself in the process, hey, no, I can make it. There's some way this can happen for me. As you start believing that you are worthy of good things supposed to happen to you, you develop a sense of entitlement. Good things supposed to happen to me.
Working on yourself, watching that inner dialogue, it will determine the quality of your life.
Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. So you've got to believe you can get through this. You've got to have faith, knowing that there is something greater for you in this world.
Because once you commit yourself and you know your why, the how will come. Once you commit yourself, you will figure it out. You just have to begin challenging yourself, stretching yourself, because you really don't know what you can't do.
When you believe with everything in you that you are destined for greatness, you will find a way. You turn a tragedy into a triumph, despair into repair, pain into gain, adversity into prosperity.
People ask me, what are your greatest moments? Every single one of them's failure. That's where I got to learn who I was. That's where I got the report card to know which part was fixed, which part was broken, so I can take my effort and reapply it.
See, when you invest in something and you hustle and you work for something, you got a different type of attachment to it. You're going to have a cold day in hell for somebody to try to take this from you. We live by this, we die by this. We don't surrender, we don't retreat.
When you put your blood, sweat, and tears into something, it becomes a part of you. It's more than just a goal. It's an embodiment of your dedication. It's the obstacles you fought your way through. It's the long nights of how are we going to make this work? It's the lonely hours of grinding through the dark when you can't make ends meet.
Somebody told you it was over. Somebody told you just go home and die. Somebody told you you'll never be a doctor. They sent you home, you failed. They sent you home, lost school. They sent you home. Never give up and never give in.
Because skill can't get you past certain things. Quickness and agility can't. You got to have mental toughness. You don't give up on me. You don't quit on me. You man up. You woman up. You get your life back. You get your family back. I need you to have mental toughness. When you come up against that thing, you got to outlast it. And you got to already have made up your mind before you get to cancer. You got to already have made up your mind before you get to that exam. You got to already have made up your mind when you're talking to your husband, when you're talking to your wife, when you're talking to that sickness. You gotta look at it before you even get to it. So don't you ever give up.
I don't care how hard you fall. Fall on your back. Because if you can fall on your back, you can look up. And if you can look up, you can get up.
What is controlling your thoughts? What is enslaving you? Is it the television set feeding your mind images of what life should be? Is it the internet drawing you in and controlling your time? Is it drugs or alcohol numbing your brain and diminishing your desires? Or is it weakness, a lack of discipline that prevents you from accomplishing what you want to accomplish?
Wherever focus goes, energy flows. So why don't we tap into that power now for your business and life?
So many people have lost their day to distraction. What are some things you need to immediately stop doing in your life? Is it social media? Is it watching 7 seasons of a show every week? What do you need to stop doing to take back control of life? Also, what do you need to start doing? And what do you need to start doing every day, every week, every month, every year to be on your A game? Discipline buys you freedom to do what you want.
Sacrifice leads and gains follow. Don't look for any gains where there's been no sacrifice. Don't wake up and look for no gain. Don't look for your game to improve. Don't look for the record to improve. Without sacrifice, there are no gains.
You can't make millions of dollars if you don't make million sacrifice.
You're going to need to cut some fat if you want life to change.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad,
pack your calendar,
because everything is based off of activity. Very few people want to show their calendar, because if they did, you would realize who really wants to win bad and who doesn't. It's mathematically impossible for you not to
to win at the highest level? If your calendar is packed from day till night, every single day, the entire year, day after day after day after day after day, without you winning.
Champions are focused on the goal. They don't have time to be doing stuff that's not going to help them toward the goal.
And so what you're focusing on throughout the course of the day, it has to change. What you're looking at, what you're reading, what you're watching, the conversations you have, you must now be focused on your dream. You must be focused on your goals.
When you are great, you don't focus on a week. When you are great, you don't focus on a month. When you are great, you don't focus on a year. You concentrate on the 24 hours that's in front of you, and you nail it.
And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. If you want it to happen, you're going to have to do what I do, and that's get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, because this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today. Now, I ain't putting my dream on nobody else, and I don't care what nobody think about my doggone dream.
It's your dream. Nobody's going to see it like you do it. Nobody's going to be as dedicated to it as you are. It's your dream, and they don't have to understand, and they don't have to like it. It doesn't make a difference. It's your dream, and you, my friend, have been given the task to make it happen, and you can't let anything stop you from doing what you were called to do.
Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. You don't have time. You don't have support. You don't know the best way. You're too busy, and you're too tired, or you're too sore, or you're just plain not feeling it. Lies, lies, lies. And the list goes on and on. And it doesn't stop if you don't make it stop. Recognize the excuses are not valid. They're conjured up. They're fabricated. They're lies. And how do you stop the lies? You stop the lies with the truth. And the truth is, you have time. You have the skill. You have the knowledge and the willpower and the discipline to get it done. Cast out the lies. Burn them down.
So easy to put things off. So easy to say, you're going to do it tomorrow. Well, I want you to reprogram your brain and tell yourself that tomorrow is not a viable option. Tomorrow doesn't work. You do it today. You get it done today. That's what you do.
I challenge you guys to become people who do instead of people who talk about doing. I challenge you to not be the person who posts success meme after success meme after success meme after success meme with no fucking improvement in your life. Success is about doing. It's not about talking. And no matter how much positive you try to put out, no matter how many success memes you think you're gonna post, it's not gonna be your fucking year if you don't learn to be someone of action.
You will have to pay the price. There is a price tag to greatness. If you're gonna get anything, you will have to work for every single thing you get. And you gotta work every single day. You gotta wake up every day and work. And not only do you gotta wake up every single day and work, you gotta outwork everybody.
Successful people, while you're bitching and whining and crying about how things are hard and why things aren't fair, guess what they're doing? They're doing the fucking work. You can't snap your fucking fingers and become somebody else. You have to commit to becoming better. You have to commit to being a person of action. You have to commit to being someone who doesn't just talk, but follows through. Aren't you fucking sick of not hitting your fucking goals? Aren't you sick of being the same that you are every fucking year? If you tell yourself you're going to do something, you need to fucking do it. If you tell yourself you're going to be something, you need to fucking be it. Be an example for yourself. Be an example for your family. Be an example for your friends of someone who fucking does.